we talk about Jesus the King riding into Jerusalem, we sing about the King. We say, he is exalted, the King is exalted on high. Now, I've got a picture of a king here this morning. Yes, there we are. Anyone know who that king might be? Yes. Henry VIII. Wonderful. Now, I was thinking, king. Jesus rides in as a king. What do we need to be a king? Maybe you just have a couple of seconds talking to the person next to you. What do you need to be a king? What do you need to be a king? Thoughts, thinking about it, thinking in your head. Yes, what do you need? You need servants. Of course you need servants. I'm sorry? You need a real crown as opposed to a fake crown. You need a real crown, yes. I think you're excited, I can tell. Let's just have one more answer from you, yes? In Windsor? Yes, you have to live in Windsor, in this country, yes. And you have a real crown and you have servants. Anything else? Yes. Money. Money's a good thing to have, yes. Anyone else? One moment. We have an answer over here. No? Yes? No? Maybe one of the adults could voice it for us. Oh, yes, you need a castle as well. Wonderful. Yes. You need to be bossy. Oh, yes, possibly. That would help, I guess. There's been some bossy kings.
You need a queen.
You need a queen. Oh, king and a queen. Okay. Go on, then. You need power. That was a good one. Power. Anything else? No? We've come to a grinding halt? Oh. A what? Land, that would be good, yes. Servants, crown, land, castle, queen, power, money. Oh, all those things. Interesting. Okay. And do you think Henry VIII had all those things? Queens. Yes, well, you can have more than one of these things if you're king and you do what you want. But you see, the thing is, we look at Henry VIII, we think about what you need as a king, or I guess a queen these days. And we think of things like nice clothes. No one mentioned nice clothes. Do you think he's got nice clothes on? That's probably why. Crowns, kingdoms. Kings have kingdoms, palaces or castles. Armies. Did anyone mention an army? Oh, there's armies as well. And we also have money, as we said, and often great displays of power. Great displays of power. This is what Henry VIII would have had. And that's what most kings and queens have. But you see, Jesus, the king, rode into Jerusalem and he didn't have any of those things. He didn't have an army and he didn't have a crown and he didn't have lots of money and he didn't really probably have nice clothes. And he had no huge armies or displays of power. Instead, he rode in on a donkey. A donkey that had never been ridden before. That was it. That was what Jesus rode into Jerusalem on, and he was king. Seems a bit strange, doesn't it, that he didn't have all this stuff that someone like Henry VIII had. But then I think maybe that's the point when Jesus rode in, because the amazing thing that we see about Jesus as king is that he's different. Because he's still king, but he's a king who we can get to know. Because the thing about kings with power and armies and castles and nice clothes and money is that we're never going to be friends with them, are we? Because we haven't got all those things. We can't get past their armies or into their castles or sit at their big dining room tables with them. But Jesus came to be like us. We hear at Christmas how he was born as one of us. And then on Palm Sunday, as he rode in as a king who was just like one of us, on a donkey, into Jerusalem. So we can get to know him. We can be his friend. Even though he's king, we can be his friend. He can be closer to us than anyone else that we know. In fact, he loved us so much that as we continue through the week, we see that he died for us and he came back to life so that we can be friends with him today, closer than anyone else. So that he came as a different king. We're going to continue that a little bit later, but let's stand together again and sing this. So we have a king who is closer to us than anyone else, a king we can be friends with. But I was thinking about kings, and I thought we'd do a little bit of a quiz. Guess what's in the envelopes? We have three envelopes. One, two, three. Inside these three envelopes are three kings. I'm going to give you some clues. Some the adults might know, some the children might know, some you both might know. And if you might have got it correct, I'll ask you to come up. There's also maybe a little bit of a chocolate item in here as well, just, you know, because you've come up. So, we've got four clues for each of the kings, and we're going to start with number one. What king might be in here? Okay. By the first clue, you might be clear on whether the adults or the children might get this. I was born on the 15th of January, 1929. No guesses. Okay. I have four children. King. Think of kings. Kings, kings, kings. I had a huge following in America. Kings, kings. Kings. Final clue. We'll give it away. I made a famous speech called I Have a Dream. Any ideas? Now we could... You have an idea? Martin. Martin. You can consult. Martin Luther King, do you think it is? You think so? Would you like to come up and see whether Martin Luther King is in here in some form? Open the envelope. Do you think you're correct? Oh, okay. We have a book. What does the book say?
Martin Luther King.
Oh, wonderful. A big round of applause, please. That was correct. And is there anything else in here?
Yes.
Oh, all right. A chomp bar. Excellent. Thank you. Okay, so we have Martin Luther King. That's a king. Not a king in the traditional sense. Clue number two for king number two. I was born, we have to think laterally, in Miami, Florida, in 1954. These are good clues, aren't they? All right. I have more than 37,000 people working for me. Some people have an idea. I see another 11.4 million people around the world each day. That's a lot of people, isn't it? Oh, people are like looking at me like, any ideas? You can eat me. I am very tasty, some people think. What have we got? We've got a whole, well, maybe in a moment, your family's already had a chomp. Anyone, was there someone around there? No? Hannah, did you have it? No. Shall I go to Alfie? Alfie, do you think it's Burger King? Do you want to come up and see? Oh. Do you think there's like a burger in here? Who knows? It might be. Burger and chips. Could be like a triple burger, triple bacon, pepper burger. I don't go to Burger King. What? Oh, look. Burger King, there we are. Is there something else in there? Oh, maybe I forgot. Oh, no. No, I didn't. There we are, there's your chomp. Oh, round of applause, please. Thanks. Wonderful. Okay, Burger King. King number three. Are you ready? On the edge of your seats? Clearly not. I was born on Skull Island in 1933, but you don't have to worry about that. Skull Island. Any ideas? Didn't understand. Skull Island. That's where he was born. I have starred in 3 major films, as well as other little cartoons and things. No? My last film was in 2005 and lasted 3 hours and 8 minutes long. Okay? I am huge. I roar. And I scare people. And I get shot at a lot. Yes. King Kong, do you think? Do you want to come and have a look? Do you think King Kong is in here? Yes. Oh, look at that. King Kong. And a chomp bar, of course. Round of applause, please. Okay. Anyone seen King Kong?
No.
Okay, so let's just see. We've got 3 kings here. We've got Martin Luther King. We have Burger King. And we have King Kong. And they're all very different, aren't they? They're very different kings. And I was thinking, when Jesus entered Jerusalem, people must have been expecting a lot of different types of kings. They wouldn't have expected him to ride on a donkey. They would have expected a different type of king. And then I thought, I wonder whether any of them were expecting a king like Martin Luther King. Someone who made good speeches. Someone who had a huge following. Someone who was very good in front of crowds. Maybe they were expecting that type of king. And then I thought, well, maybe there were some people in the crowd who were expecting something like Burger King. A king who would give you what you wanted. A king who would satisfy your appetite. A king you could go to and ask for something good and they give it to you for a price. Or maybe the people in the crowd were expecting a king like King Kong. A king who is big and scary and takes things by force. Maybe when Jesus rode into Jerusalem, they were expecting either a good teacher, someone who would give them good things, or someone who would take power and force and get what they wanted. They could have been expecting all sorts of different types of king. I wonder what they thought when Jesus rode in on a little donkey and they started shouting, "Blessed is the king who comes in the name of the Lord." Must have been strange to see that kind of king. And then I thought, well, actually, isn't it the same with us? Even though we have the Bible, even though we have television, even though we have lots of teaching about Jesus as a king, I wonder what we expect as we lead up to Easter. Do we think of Jesus as a good teacher who had a great following and did good things? Do we think of Jesus as someone we can go to, get what we want, have our appetite satisfied? Or do we think of Jesus as someone who is slightly scary, powerful, ready to take control? I don't know. We can think of Jesus in many different ways as king. I wonder what we think when we look at the story of Palm Sunday and see him riding on a donkey. Do we like that image? Or are we a bit disappointed? I wonder what we think when we hear the crowd shouting, "Peace in heaven and glory in the highest." I wonder if the lowly image of Jesus on a donkey fits our expectations of what a king should be. Because I guess you could say, Jesus is all of these things, really. I guess you could say, yes, Jesus is a good teacher. And yes, he has a huge following. I guess you could say, yes, you can go to Jesus and ask him for things, and he will satisfy your appetites. I guess you could say, yes, Jesus is all powerful. And sometimes we can think he's a little bit scary because he can do many things we can't do. You could say he was all sorts of types of king, like these here. But you know, he's also much more. As we said earlier, he's also our friend. He's the Son of God. He's the one who came to rule differently. He's the one who came to reign differently. He's the one who sacrificed his life for us. Some people might say that's not a very good king. But I think when we think about it, he's the best king who has ever lived. I'm going to show a DVD in a moment. It's called That's My King, which is handy because it fits in wonderfully today. And it's by a person called S.M. Lockridge, a preacher who's died, but he did this wonderful preach about Jesus as king. If you can't see the images... I wonder if when we think of Jesus the king, we really know what we're thinking about. Or I wonder if we condense him into something much smaller than he is. As we go through this week, let us expand our minds on what Jesus the King might mean. And remember that that King, with all those words we don't understand, rode in on a donkey and can be our friend. Let us pray together as we remain standing. Lord, I thank you that this morning we've heard about you riding into Jerusalem as a king at the start of this week, which we call Holy Week. And I pray, Lord, as we take away the crown and as we think about the things that we've heard and as we remember your greatness, but also know that you come close to us as a friend, that you would walk with us this week, that you would prepare us for Good Friday and the celebration of Easter Sunday. And that this Easter we would know that you are King. We would know you are alive. And we would know you as our friend and our Saviour. For we ask it in your mighty name, Lord Jesus. Amen.